In this current severe drought throughout California, we need more water reliability. But where do you go? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Tree nut growers are really struggling this year using groundwater mainly because they don't have much surface water. Michael Shires is an associate professor of public policy at Pepperdine University School of Public Policy based in Malibu. He has some insight on how to make water more reliable.
I mean, I think there's kind of three parts to the solution. One is we need to have a real conversation about this, and we need to start investing in some infrastructure. I mean, things like water storage, we need to have that capacity, and so when it's wet, we actually can save the water. The second thing, and I mean, this isn't sexy like going to the moon or Mars or anything like that, but I mean, we move oil and natural gas all over the country. We need to start thinking hard about how we're going to get more water to California, and whether that's a little bit of desalinization on the coast or whether that's pipes. I'm not sure Ross Perot's idea of moving icebergs to California would work, but you know, with climate change, there might be enough out there for us to try that.
And desal makes a lot of sense on any coastline. And San Diego citizens have one in Carlsbad.
The bottom line with desal is expensive because basically you're pushing water through filters with pumps. And as everybody who has an air conditioner knows, when you run those pumps, it takes a lot of electricity. And California's grids had its own issues. I mean, there's an interdependency with grid reliability here that has held up our ability to pursue desal.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.